dip 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 dip. So if I'm not mistaken, the first person up here is Ron DeSantis, and he will be taking the stage here, and then Senator Lankford from Oklahoma will be taking the stage. So a lot going on here at the 2021 CPAC gathering in Orlando, Florida. But before we get to that, I want to speak with Josh Phillip. He is from the Epoch Times. You might call it the Epic Times. We settled that bet yesterday, Josh and I did, so we're all set there. Josh, good to see you again.
Hey, great being here. Thank you.
And Josh, your specialty is investigative reporting. You do a lot of digging on what's going on with China, and it's important work that so many other outlets are basically – apparently they're not curious, they don't care, they don't want to do the work. I don't know what it is, but listen, China is eating our lunch in so many places and nobody's talking about it. Why not?
Well, you know, China's actually hard to get into. The reality with China is there's a lot of disinformation. Any media that's allowed into China is the media that's playing, you know, by the Communist Party's rules. They're eating out of their hand, basically. If you don't do that, they kick you out of the country. And so the ability for journalists to find stories in China is actually very hard. Epoch Times, newspaper I work for, I think we're uniquely positioned because we actually started originally by Chinese Americans who had fled communism. And because of that, we've developed a lot of rapport with the dissident community in China. Anytime someone wants to leak information, get documents out, they want to defect, they tend to come to us. And so we get a lot of inside information. We have a lot of sources throughout China who give us information nobody else can get.
So, Josh, let me ask you this. Let me ask you what you think are the most important stories that you're researching, reading about, studying, talking to people about that nobody else is talking about.
Well, I can give you a good one. I can tell you right now what the Chinese Communist Party is planning. Their new plan right now. Basically, Xi Jinping, the head of the Chinese Communist Party, does not have absolute power in China. There are two rival factions. One is by Xi Jinping. One is by a guy named Jiang Zemin. He was two leaders ago. And these guys have been at each other's throats. Xi Jinping's, you know, so-called anti-corruption campaign has almost solely targeted members of the Jiang faction. And basically, what Xi Jinping is doing is purging out these, you know, rival party members.
Dictators do.
Yeah, and even more so, he's now launching an internal party purge named after, in other words, you know, invoking the same party purge launched by Mao Zedong that led to Mao Zedong becoming chairman of the Chinese Communist Party. And so Xi Jinping is looking to basically establish himself as the ultimate leader of the party right now. In addition to this, they're launching a digital currency that they want to use to challenge the U.S. dollar on the international stage. And this is a currency that's managed, again, digitally through the China State Bank. And through this, they can control any transaction, monitor any transaction, cancel any transaction. This will be the future of global finance if they can validate the system.
Might as well light your greenbacks on fire.
Basically.
I mean, honestly, basically. I mean, let's be honest. The reserve currency, the United States has had that position for about 100 years since we took over for the British sterling, right? So for China to take the reserve currency, the leading currency on the planet, it affects everything. It affects the price of energy, the price of commerce, the price of tariffs and trade. Everything is affected by that.
Yeah, well, imagine if China basically just nullified every single U.S. sanction.
Yeah.
By doing this, and then started putting sanctions on the United States instead.
Plus, you can't see it. It's a virtual currency. It's behind the curtain. How do you see what's going on? You have no visual access, no intelligence access, because they have all the power.
Well, even more than that, they can regulate every single payment. If they deem you an enemy of the Communist Party, an enemy of the state, you can no longer make payments. Kind of like, you know, these big credit card companies are doing to conservatives right now, or they're just canceling their credit card, you know, ability to use the credit cards. China could do that on a national scale. They could do it on an individual scale. They could do it on a payment-by-payment scale.
Short-circuit the whole damn thing.
Basically.
You know, and decide who is allowed to participate and who's not based on your social media score or whatever they call that in China, right?
Yeah, they call it the social credit system.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So basically in China, they have a social credit system, which is it's kind of like a big, you know, big tech, big government, you know, smart city, quote unquote, program that allows them to monitor every single person, has a database on them, monitors every communication, every website they visit, every purchase they make, every friend they have, and gives them a score that determines their freedom or oppression in the society. And they're exporting this.
So it's kind of like, I mean, the Epoch Times was demonetized here recently, right? You guys were, the money was taken away from you.
Oh, yeah. My channel, I run a channel on Epoch Times called Crossroads with Joshua Phillip. And, my channel and about seven channels total of Epoch Times and NTD, our sister media, have been totally demonetized by YouTube.
So what's the next step for your paper? Because obviously you are an important voice. I read what you guys are doing all the time. Headlines pop up that I don't see anywhere else.
Well, you know, the paper's in an interesting position because, you know, really because we faced a lot of censorship over the years. We built a business model where we're mostly financed by our readers. It's mostly subscription-based, and so really, it's very hard to censor us on that. When we use big tech platforms like Facebook to advertise and so on, they have censored us on there. We're not allowed to, for example, do advertising on Facebook in some regards. It does impact us in terms of ability to grow and to let people know about us, but you know, we have a pretty solid subscription base.
So that's your model going forward. How do you continue to report on these things and make sure that you have access to make sure you can do these stories? Because what you just shared with us about China, nobody's talking about. Nobody's talking about the internal battle for power,
purge,
if you will. I mean, and the purge to destroy one group to make sure they hang on to power over the other. Nobody's talking about that. And in fact, it's always remarkable to me. I travel out of the country. I go to New Zealand or I go to Central America, wherever I go, and I actually see world news. Americans are so news deprived, it is it's incredible.
Yeah. Well, you know, on top of this, they're actually building the model for countries to bounce back from the pandemic. The model they're using to bounce back is what, big media, New York Times, are calling state capitalism, which for anyone who knows the real meaning of that, that's Lenin after the Bolshevik Revolution. Yeah. State capitalist monopoly, meaning socialism.
Right.
And that what they're talking about is a mixed model economy where the government half owns every business in the country. In other words, government seizes the means of production.
Right.
That's going to be the model for bouncing back from the virus, which China is actually promoting now inside China and trying to push abroad also.
The good news is they haven't had a case in months. You know, if you kill the host, the virus does not replicate.
That's right.
If you kill the host.
Yeah.
Josh Phillip from the Epoch Times, that's EPOCH. I hope you're familiar with him. If you're not, the website real quickly.
It's theepochtimes.com, theepochtimes.com.
Josh, keep doing the good work. Somebody needs to.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. It's the Steve Rivers Show. Final thoughts to wrap out hour three in just a moment.
If I told you could save hundreds of dollars on utilities every month and thousands every year, would you listen? A Well Connect, which uses your well water to heat and cool your home, can literally save you a pile of cash. If you're tired of freezing in the winter and boiling in the summer and didn't think you could afford to make a change, Well Connect will change your mind. Well Connect is a hybrid geothermal system that can reduce your heating bills to $600 a year and air conditioning for $50 a year. No, I'm not kidding. Well Connect will pay for itself and keep you comfortable the whole year. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. First, find out if your home is a good fit for a Well Connect. Second, schedule a free home visit. And third, get a Well Connect installed. Call SGI today at 810-820-4604. Again, 810-820-4604. You'll be so glad you did.